On the show today, we have the Foundation's very own Gigi Hyland talking about their brand new CUAID disaster relief app, so check it out. Before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the Foundation's very own Gigi Hyland. Gigi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike? It is great to see you as always.
Yeah, likewise. And happy summer to you and yours and in the great, or I was going to say Northeast, but no, you're in Washington, or, you know, in the Washington area. So
the Mid-Atlantic region.
There
yes,
you go.
Indeed.
There you go. Yeah, beautiful part of the country this time of year as well. So good stuff all together. Hey, let's talk about something else pretty neat here. You guys released your CUAID disaster relief app because we were talking about this. You know, we were just before the recording, we were saying it seems like a million years ago, but at the GAC, we were just talking about the app that you guys were working on at that time, and now it's released. So tell us about it. I mean, this is something that's been in the works for a while, I take it.
Yeah, it has. It's crazy. I mean, we were talking in February, and now we're here at the beginning of August, and it is done, and it is out and live in the world, which is, feels great, and thanks to the great team at CU Apps for helping us accomplish that. They are our partner in this, in building, and PSCU has provided a lot of time and talent through Mary Patuk and the team there, and then CUNY Mutual Group and FIS provided sponsorship dollars to help us build this. So it really was a collaborative, collective effort within the credit union space, and we're excited about it because this was sort of birthed, honestly, the conversation between Mary Patuk and myself, and she was telling me about the challenges that were faced by credit unions after Hurricane Michael in the panhandle of Florida. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the challenges were these immediate, you know, the phones aren't working on this network and I need burner phones on another network to be able to communicate with my team. I don't have enough cash. Does anybody have enough cash to sort of drive to me? I don't have a portable generator. Can anybody loan me a portable generator? So what's interesting is that, you know, CUAID comes in to really help credit union employees and volunteers, but also credit unions when they need help. But it's a little bit more of sort of an intermediate, you know, maybe a week or 2 weeks after the disaster, we really start gearing up and getting those funds out to help people. This is that immediate disaster need where credit union to credit union can be incredibly helpful to each other. And so if you think about it, you know, I think about when I grew up and was listening to rural radio on a Saturday morning, they had a swap shop, which was sort of a predecessor to Craigslist, this idea of you have something I need, willing to, you know, exchange and sort of do that swap shop.
Right.
So this is what this app is trying to do, is trying to help, trying to help credit unions prepare, number one. So we've got this great checklist on the app that helps credit unions go through, did I think of everything? And then that preparation form actually feeds the back end of the app so that when I'm in trouble and I'm like, oh my gosh, Mike, do you have any burner phones on the opposite network? I can actually go into the database and see which credit unions have what I need. And I have a point of contact to call that person or even to text that person on, hey, can you lend me this? Or can I run and get it from you? Can I drive? So it's a starting point for that sharing as soon as disaster strikes, to have credit unions and system partners be able to help those in need.
Yeah, I mean, credit unions, as you well know, already have this amazing network, this amazing collaborative network, but this seems like it takes it to a whole new level. There seems to be like an immediacy to it because you can really rely on this app and to just be within the credit union ecosystem to really help out those that need it, right? Is that kind of what
Exactly right. And this is, you know, we worked through with some credit unions that had been affected by Hurricane Michael and other credit unions in Houston that had been affected by other hurricanes just to test this out to see, you know, is it answering at least the initial need that we saw? And the answer is yes. And, you know, like any app, we're going to learn from it and we're going to probably make adjustments as we go and make it more robust. But I think as a first step, it's a really great way for credit unions to be able to connect with each other with that sense of immediacy to really get back on their feet so they can serve members, which is the whole point of our disaster response effort.
So what else can folks see in there besides the, you know, besides all the cool networking and the collaboration and the connectivity, I guess? What other features do you have in there?
Yeah, so I think the first one is that prepare checklist. And what I would say is that for in order to register your credit union, you really should have the person that's going to be the point person of contact in the event that disaster strikes. So again, if I'm in need as a credit union and you're the point of contact for another credit union, I know in the app that I should be calling you and you can help me out. So that's kind of the administrator role. It doesn't mean that other employees of the credit union shouldn't sign up. In fact, they should, because it'd be really helpful to have those that are, you know, a VP of lending, maybe understand that another credit union needs maybe some staff to help with lending. Just hard to say what the need would be, but so, you know, who signs up is really important. And then in terms of what credit unions can do, the first thing is that prepare checklist. Do I think of everything that I might need to in the event of a disaster? The second one is actually to report a disaster. So they have the ability to immediately go in and say, you know what, my credit union just got hit by a hurricane and we are all out trying to recover here. And so there's that reporting mechanism that winds up being a little bit faster than it normally is, because what happens now, Mike, is when Hannibal and I see something happening, you know, disaster related, typically we're going to reach out to our State Credit Union Foundation colleague and our league and say, are you okay? What do your credit unions need? What can we do? And there's that a little bit of a delay then, a couple days. And so this actually winds up letting us know and leagues and state credit union foundations know much faster that a disaster struck. Mm-hmm. And so we can respond faster. So that was really the idea. And then there's this button on the left-hand side, which is called Connect, which is what I was talking about early. When you want to connect with your credit union peers to find out if either they need help or to find out if they have something that you need, that's the place to do it. And you can search by state, you can search by credit union, and just all of the credit unions that have loaded the app and have populated it will come up and you'll have that idea. And then last but not least, you know, if you and I are in Florida and something's happening, but somebody in Iowa wants to give and wants to do something, but they can't drive to give a portable generator, they can donate to CU8. And there's a donate button where they can immediately just donate to CU8. And again, we have that funding to be able to bring to bear to help not only credit unions, but also their employees and volunteers get back on their feet.
The amazing power of apps. It's just incredible the good that you can do here. And I would think, you know, during like a natural disaster or something bad going on, but this would just light up like a Christmas tree with all the people wanting to help. I would think this would be like, obviously this is going to be like one of the first places that you go to help.
I hope so. I hope credit unions think of it that way, is that, you know, whether it's a tornado in the Midwest, whether it's a hurricane, fire, flood, anything, I hope that people use this app as a way to connect with that sense of immediacy so that we can all come together to really help credit unions in needs do what they really need to do, which is turn around and serve their members who are also really suffering from the disaster. So it's increasing the rate of speed with which the system can respond in a way that I think is really effective, powerful, and adds a new dimension than the granting of funds that we do as sort of part of the CUA. It kind of adds a first level of response that we think is really helpful and needed based on, certainly on Hurricane Michael as an example, that, you know, that this was a need that we're trying to fill with this app.
Oh, it's such a no-brainer. It's almost one of those things like, why didn't I think of that type of thing? It's like, what? Hey, you guys are also doing a series of webinar best practices demos type of thing. I think they're starting, I'm looking at your, on the website here, they start August 12th and they go through August, September, October. So you're having a number of them. These are just to demo, to show people how the app works, I'm assuming?
That's exactly right. Yeah, because you know, like anything, it's we want people to learn and we want it to make it as painless as possible for people to learn. So starting with this webinar that we have tomorrow, we will do the demo and we'll have Brett Wooden from CU Apps do the demo. But then that's also going to be accompanied by an FAQ that we'll keep adding to as we get new questions, the link to download the app, and just, you know, the questions that we're getting, like who should register, who should sign up, how are we supposed to use the app, what, you know, and so we'll just keep filling in that FAQ. And we also have a user's guide that will post tomorrow on how credit unions can really think about using it. So they can take that and share with their continuity of operations staff. So it fills in as part of their continuity plan.
Yep.
Just, you know, trying to push the information out and the resources out and answer questions so it's as seamless as possible to have as many credit unions load the app as possible. You know, and we're shooting to get into the hundreds, hopefully by the end of the year on the app, because that's what makes it so robust when disaster strikes, is you know who's who and where the resources are.
Yeah, I can't imagine who wouldn't be on this app, because I think all 5,000 plus credit unions would be on this in a heartbeat, just to not only for those who want to reach out for help, but those who want to reach out and help. So exactly. I just think it's a classic two-way street that the power of an app can really capture, and you guys have captured it for sure.
Well, thanks, and trying to harness the power of cooperation too, because people want to help during disaster, and so this is another mechanism to allow them to do that, you know, as fast as we possibly can when disaster strikes.
Indeed.
Urge your listeners to listen in to one of the webinars and you know, ask us questions, because we're learning as we go. And we want to be responsive, and we want to make this as painless as possible for credit unions to load, because we think once disaster strikes, this is really going to be helpful to get people back on their feet as fast as we can.
Indeed. All right. And a last question for you: where can we go to find out more about it? I mean, I'm on the website now. It's ncuf.coop, and then there's a link right on the homepage.
Exactly, and that's the best place. Go to ncuf.coop. Right at the top, there's a link to the disaster relief app, and there's a whole bunch of information. Okay. About the app, but the starting place I think is probably going to be not only downloading it, but then attending one of the webinars so that we can answer your questions as you walk through to download this and to understand how it works.
Yeah, indeed. All right, good stuff, Gigi. That's another great thing coming from the foundation. So,
thank you.
Tool that you guys just hit out of the park every single time. And again, I can't imagine who wouldn't want to have this app. It's just such a great tool. So can't wait to see how it works. So yeah, so good stuff. Yeah. All right, Gigi, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, that's all. Thanks. I appreciate the time to talk about it, and you know, look forward to having credit unions join more and being able to report to you maybe in 6 months or so about how we're doing and what worked. Yeah.
Yeah, because the timing of it is pretty good too as well, because hurricane season's starting to rev up, and then unfortunately out here in the West Coast, the fire season's starting to it'll start too. So yeah, good timing for that.
Exactly. Yeah, timing is everything in life. So we wanted to make sure that it was ready for this season when things could happen. I mean, we want to be ready when disaster strikes. The disasters that we are used to helping credit unions with, obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic, a national state of emergency, but this is our sweet spot, and this, we want to make sure we're here and ready to rock and roll when credit unions need us.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Gigi, I'm going to let you get going because you have a lot on your plate. So we want to-
As do you, Mr. Lawson.
A little bit.
It's all good. Thanks for the opportunity. It's always great to see you and talk to you.
Anytime, Gigi. Anytime. Keep up the good work there, okay?
Thank you.